you can open our Bibles.
Dan zou we voor mijn Bijbel hier doen.
We continuing with our message, Speak to the Rock.
Numbers 27.
Numbers 20, verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Zvino Jehovah akataura kuna Mozisi achiti,
Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and he shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink.
Tora tsvimbo unganidze ungano, nedombo pamberi pavo, kuti ribudise mvura yaro, unofanira kuvabudisira mvura padombo, unwise ungano nezvipfuwo zvayo pamwe chete.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word. You may take your seats. We are so thankful this morning that the Lord could give us once another service day. You know, we take our cars for service after every, it depends, some 5, some 10, some 15. 1,000 kilometers.
Tinotora motikari dzedu tichienda dzino serviswa dzimwe pamusoro pema kilometer 5,000, 10,000 kana 15,000.
The reason we do that so that they are kept in the right shape.
Chikonzero tichaita izvi ndezvekuti zviongororwe kuti dziri muchimiro chakanaka here.
If you don't do it regularly or prescribed time frames depending on the manufacturer, you risk your car knocking down, and you then incur a lot of money to repair it.
Zvino kana iwewe ukasacherechedza zvinotaurwa neakagadzira motikari, motikari iyoyo inozonoka, yobva yakuvara, wozobuditsa mari yakawanda kuti igadzirwe zvekare.
As human beings, we also supposed to come for service.
So sevanhu tinofanira kuserviswa.
So we come to church for service.
Tinouya kuchechi kushumiro kuti
tigoservise.
Haikona kuchirika shumiro.
Don't skip service.
Musarova kuchechi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's always good to come for service.
Zvinhu zvakanaka kugarouya kuchechi.
You know, a well-serviced car.
Motikari inoserviswa zvakanaka.
You just get in, you drive, you go.
Iwewe chaunongofunga, unongopinda, woisa mafuta woenda.
If you also come to service, if you are serviced well,
kana uchiuya kuservice uchishanda zvakanaka,
the devils, they know it.
Madimoni anotozviziva.
If they come challenging you,
kana akauya achikupikisa,
you just run over them and you go.
Iwewe unongotsika uchienda.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe rirumbidzwe.
So we are speaking today.
Manhasi uno tiri kutaura.
Speak to the rock.
Pamusoro petaura kudombo.
On Wednesday,
nemusi wechitatu,
I'm sure we, in case for those who are not here, we spoke about that when we are in distress, get the benefits of speaking to the rock.
We spoke
of
Hannah.
She cried.
Akachema.
No son could come.
Akuna mwanakomana akauya.
She could not eat.
Aisajika.
No son could come.
Akuna mwana akauya.
Only when she went into the tabernacle.
Apo paakatozopinda mutemberi.
She spoke to the rock.
Akataura kudombo.
Then this one developed.
Zvino pakabva pava nemimba.
So there's no need for you to cry.
Iwe hauna chikonzero chekuchema.
Only you have to speak to the rock.
Zvaunofanira kungoita chete taura kudombo.
If you're crying means speaking to the rock, go ahead.
Kana kuchema kwako kuri kutaura nedombo, enderera mberi.
The rock should be the king of your life.
Dombo iri ndo mambo upenyu wako.
Should be the supreme authority of everything that you do.
Ndo rinofanira kuva simba repamusoro-soro pamusoro pezvese zvaunoita.
We said we're talking about the rock of ages.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pedombo rakare kare.
It is the rock, is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Iye ndiye dombo, iye ndiye mfudzi wangu, handinacho ndinoshayiwa.
We also spoke about the reason why sometimes we don't speak to the rock is because we murmur, we complain too much.
Tikati dzimwe nguva utaure kudombo nekuti kunyunyuta ndokunonyanya.
We spoke about how we look at the natural things and not what God said.
Isu tikataura pamusoro pekuti tarisa zvinhu zvepanyama tichitadza kutarisa zvinotaurwa naMwari.
We read a quote where the prophet says, "Your feelings has nothing to do with it. It's your faith that we look at."
Takaverenga chinokorwa chekuti manzwiro ako haanini nyaya yacho, kutenda kwako
ndokunobasa. That's what God sees is your faith, not your feelings.
Ndozvinoonekwa naMwari kutenda kwako kwete manzwiro ako.
So today we are not looking at your feelings. We do not even care about your feelings anyway.
Nhasi hatisi kumbotaura pamusoro pemanzwiro ako, haana maturo manzwiro ako nawo.
When you speak to the rock,
paunotaura kudombo,
we talking of faith.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pekutenda,
which the prophet says he has got hairs on the chest.
Kunonzi nemuprofita kune mvere pachipfuva.
In fact, we are saying when we're speaking to the rock,
takati patinotaura kudombo,
we are looking at somebody who have got these big situations almost drowning that person.
Tiri kutotarira pamusoro pematambudziko makuru akuda kutomedza munhu.
Speaking to the rock, we're talking about gushes of water coming out of the driest place ever.
Patinotaura pamusoro pekutaura kwedombo, tinotaura mvura ichitubuka ichibva panzvimbo yakaomarara.
We said a rock is the driest place you can think of.
Takati dombo ndochinhu chakaomesesa chaunogona kufunga.
But we said it's unimaginable, incredible, difficult, out of this place, to say out of the driest place a gusher of water is coming out.
Zvinhu zvisingafungidzirike nepfungwa dzemunhu kuti kubva panzvimbo yakaomesesa padombo panogona kutubuka mvura.
We also spoke about Hagar.
Takataura pamusoro paHagari.
How she also spoke to the rock.
Iye akataura kudombo.
And a gusher came out.
Pakatotubuka mvura.
And Ishmael survived.
Ishmaeri akararama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, when we talk about the rock, we said the rock is not damp.
Patakataura pamusoro pedombo takati dombo iri harisi chimumumu.
The rock can speak.
Dombo iri rinotaura.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that's what we're talking about today.
Ndozvatiri kutaura pamusoro pazvo nasuno.
So we are privileged people, brother and sister.
Isu tiri vanhu vakaropafadzwa hamanzvadzi.
That you can approach God and he has got time to listen to you.
Kuti unogona kutosvikira Mwari owana nguva yekutoteerera nyaya yako.
As natural beings, fathers or mothers,
isu sevanhu vepanyama pano ana baba nana mai,
you know, sometimes when our children or our partners come to talk to us, sometimes we wake through the wrong side of the bed and you don't want to talk to somebody.
Dzimwe nguva vana vedu nemadzimai edu kana varume vedu pavanoda kutaura nesu, zuva racho musi wacho kunenge kwakangokwidibira usingade kutaura nevanhu.
But that's not the case with the rock.
Asika dombo iri haridaro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember when he went on the cross of Calvary?
Rangarira kuti paakaenda pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
The curtain was torn into twain.
Katani rakadamburwa kwazvikamu zviiri.
Signifying free access.
Zvichiratidza kuti pasununguka, mukana wavhurika.
Anytime you want to approach the rock to speak to the rock, you are free.
Kuti chero nguva yaunoda kunotaura nedombo wakasununguka kupinda.
If it is during the day, you are free, the rock listens.
Kana ari masikati wakasununguka, dombo rinoteerera.
If it's during the night, even midnight, the rock is free, is prepared to listen to your prayer.
Nyango pari pakati peusiku dombo rakasununguka rakagadzirira rina kuvata ruda kuteerera iwewe.
It's unlike in the olden times.
Zvakasiyana nenguva dzekare.
Where Aaron would go behind in the Holy of Holies with the sins of Israel.
Apo Aaron aenda kamwe chete pagore akatakura zvivi zveIsrael.
Yes, appointed time it was.
Zvaitoitwa munguva yakatarwa.
But now, anytime you feel like approaching him, you can.
Wakutongosvikira madiro pawanzwa kuda kuendako.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll pick our first quote.
Chatora chinokorwa chedu chekutanga.
The prophet says,
Profita vanoti,
in the message, speak to the rock.
Umaridzo, speak to the rock.
Paragraph 35.
Paragraph 35.
I'm sure we're going to do quite lengthy of reading today.
Nasi tichambori veringe zvinokorwa zvakawanda.
You know, if I say tonight or this morning, it's just the same anyway.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, just remembering, you know, somebody, he was just praying. He wanted to get into courtship. So he thought, you know, it's taking long for it to happen, you know, for God to reveal who the partner is supposed to be. Then he said, okay, I want maybe I will change the language that I've been praying for. Yeah. Maybe he was praying in English. Then said, no, let me now pray in Shona. Or he was praying in Shona and then into English. I can't remember. Oh, and then, yes, his prayer was answered. Hallelujah. I'm sure there are some brothers here maybe who will be saying the same. It is not good for a man to be alone. Not boys, a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Just connecting with you. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says, the king got worried. He's talking about the Hebrew boys. When they were put in the fire, he said, go open the door. And when they opened the door, they found the three Hebrew children sitting in there speaking to the rock. That was able to deliver them from the fire in the furnace. They were speaking to the rock, and the rock had smothered the fire. So the rock, there is no situation which the rock says cannot handle. The prophet tells us, when you are reading the Bible, if there is a name in the Bible, you can transpose that, put your name there. If Joshua, one day he was bothered, God had led him across the sea, across the Jordan River, how was he going to take this land? How was he going to take Jericho? He was walking around one afternoon trying to figure out the way that he could descend the walls or something. After a while, he saw a man standing there. He pulled his sword and went to meet him. The man pulled his sword and came to meet him. He said, are you for us or for our enemies? He said, I am the captain of the host of the Lord. That was
Joshua.
Maybe you can just read that. That's in
Joshua
chapter 5.
Joshua chapter 5.
13.
Verse 13.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by
Jericho,
he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to meet him and said unto him, are thou for us or for the adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and he did worship
Zvino Joshua akawira pasi nechiso chake akamunamata.
And he said unto him,
iye akati kwaari,
what saith my Lord unto his servant?
Ko tenzi vangu vanotiiko kumuranda wavo?
Listen, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, it means the rock can speak.
Zvino mukuru wehondo akati kuna Joshua, zvinoreva kuti dombo rinotaura here?
Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And Joshua did so.
Bvisa rushangu rwako mutsoka yako, nokuti nzvimbo yaumire inzvimbo tsvene. Joshua akaita saizvozvo.
What then happened when Joshua spoke to the rock?
Kuchi chakazoitika Joshua paakataura kudombo?
We told the walls of Jericho fell down.
Tinonzwa kuti masvingo eJericho akaondomoka.
We just continue as chapter 6.
Tenderera mberi chapter 6.
Verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Zvino guta reJericho rakanga rapfigwa kwazvo nokuda kwavana vaIsraeri. Kwakanga kusina munhu waipinda kana waibuda.
You know, I like the children of Israel.
Yini ndinofarira vana veIsraeri.
These people, they were shut in because of the children of Israel.
Vana vanga vakazvivharira mukati nokuda kwevana veIsraeri.
Not the other way around.
Zvazvisina kupesana kwete.
To say the children of Israel were shut in.
Kuti vana veIsraeri vanga vakazvivharira. Kwete.
The children of Israel, they had the key to say if you want to come out, they could give the visa.
Vana veIsraeri ndo vaigona kupa chidhindo chekuti chibudai vanhu vamwari.
Hallelujah. That's what's supposed to happen as Christians.
Ndo zvinofanira kuitika nesu maKristu.
And not demons to have supreme authority over our lives.
Kwete kutotongwa nemadhimoni aiwa.
It's not possible, my brother, my sister. Yes, we should challenge them demons. In fact, we should shut them in.
Tinofana kutomavharira kunze madimoni.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If they want visas, they should approach us. That's scripture.
Kana achitoda kusunungurwa anofana kuuya kwatiri.
Remember those demons, they were even asking the Lord Jesus Christ when he had cast them out.
Chitorangarira madimoni aya anga kutokumbira Jesu Kristu paanga adzingwa.
That's the scripture that I know.
Ndogwaro randinoziva.
And not for us to ask permission from demons. Never.
Tosvika toti pamusoro yevadhimoni tibatsireiwo kwete.
How are you going to meet Joshua in heaven?
Uchazosangana sei kuna Joshua kudenga?
What testimony are you going to give my brother, my sister?
Chapupu chipiko hamanza.
Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zitara shirirumbidzwe.
You can't be saying, I speak to the rock when you don't have a testimony. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the rock speaks. And the Lord said unto
Joshua,
I have given unto thine hand Jericho. And the king thereof, and the mighty men of Vela. I want the rock to speak to me today. Praise be the name of the Lord. When he speaks, he gives me courage. And you shall compass the city, O ye men of war, and go round about the city. Thou shalt thou do 6 days. Being specific.
Imi muchakomba gutairi, imi vanhu vokurwa. Motenderera gutairi kamwe chete, muchazviita mazuva matanhatu.
And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of rams, horns, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with a trumpet.
Vaprista vanomwe vanofanira kufamba pamberi paareka, vakabata hwamanda. No dzenyanga dzemakondowe nomusi wechinomwe munofanira kupota guta iri kanomwe vaprista vachiridza hwamanda.
So when you know they will be blowing the trumpets, no, yeah, they are drawing inspiration.
Havanenge vachiridza hwamanda munoziva kuti vari kukoka chizoro kana kufemera.
Our brass band, when they are blowing the trumpets,
brass band yedu painenge ichiridza hwamanda,
you should support them.
Munofanira kuvatsigira.
It brings victory and courage.
Zvinounza kukunda neushingi.
And it shall come to pass, my brother,
zvinochaitika hama ya,
that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn,
And
when you hear the sound of the trumpet,
all
the people shall shout with a great shout. Did you hear that? Maybe let me read it again. All the people shall shout with a great shout. What happens when you shout with a great shout? And the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your right, my brother. If you want to shout, you can shout. If you want to say Hosanna, you can say
Hosanna.
And the people shall ascend every man straight before him. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't be threatened of the devil. The prophet says,
Prophet Anoti,
paragraph 37. Blind Bartimaeus, hundreds of years later, hundreds of years later, an old blind man sat by the wall. Dreaming of the days when Joshua shook the walls down with the power of God, sitting there in his blindness. And he said,
"Oh,
if I could only lived in that day, I would have seen also." Somebody could also be saying today, if I had lived in the days of Jesus Christ, oh, my situation could have been changed. But you are better off today where you are seated, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can receive the request of your heart desire. Listen what happened to this blind
Bartimaeus.
And less than a few minutes from then, old Bartimaeus, without hope, without any medical cure, without anything, he spoke to the rock, and the rock gave him back his sight.
Maminets mashoma, Bartimaeus bofu asina tariro, asina chinomurapa, asina mushonga kana chero, akataura kudombo, dombo rikamupa kuona kwake.
When Jesus of Nazareth, which is the rock in the weary land,
Jesu weNazareta, anoye dombo munyika yakaneta,
he gave back his sight.
Akamupa kuona kwake.
Oh, I think of the prophet. In our day, he spoke to the rock. When he was praying for that colored girl who was blind, you remember?
Oh,
she had gone to the meetings with her father. But because of the pressing crowd, she lost her father. And now she was looking for somebody to guide her to the father. Because she was blind. But praise be the name of the Lord. She heard, the prophet heard her. And asked her, what is the problem? And she said, I am looking for my father. I am blind. If I see my father, maybe he can take me to the healer. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I like that faith of that little girl. I also like it because she is a colored girl walking into the pages of the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, and then the prophet prayed for her. I also liked it when she got to realize that that was the prophet. She got a hold of the prophet. When the prophet pleaded for her to say, "No, don't hold me," she said, "Never, I will not let you go."
Hallelujah.
She only let the prophet go when her eyes were opened. The prophet spoke to the rock. He pleaded for that colored girl. And she received her sight. If the prophet spoke to the rock, and the colored blind girl received her sight, I'm persuaded this morning, if we have also a black girl, a black man here tonight, if he can speak to the rock, your desire will be accomplished. Your desire will be given. Because the rock is not dumb, my brother. The rock speaks. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't you even mind, my brother, even if feeling condemned, the rock hears. If you come to him and confess your sins, praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I remember even Martha, when her brother had died, she was feeling so bad. I'm sure she went then to the rock to speak to the rock. It pays dividends to speak to the rock, my brother. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm sure she went and said, "Your friend is dead." The approach matters as well, my brother. How you speak to the rock. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'll read again. The prophet says on paragraph 41. Oh my.
Oh my.
Speak to the rock.
He
says, if you are sick, speak to the rock. If the doctor says, "I can't do no more for you," then speak to the rock. If the church says, "If you shout in my church, I'll turn you out," then speak to the rock. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad, my brother, to say in this church, you are not forbidden to speak to the rock. You are not forbidden to shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the denominations want to excommunicate you, speak to the rock. When death comes stealing in your room, speak to the rock. He will make a way and divide the waters of Jordan as he did them, and you walk over dry land. Speak to the rock. That's all you have to do. You don't have to smite it no more. Just speak to it. Just call on his name. Remember, whatever you ask in my Father's name, I will do it. Amen. Speak to the rock. It will bring forth its waters. Speak to it. Look at others speaking to it. You without the Holy Ghost, look at them that spoke to it. Speak to the rock. The rock is no respecter of person. Did you hear that? It is no respecter of person. Even if you came this morning Don't feel inferior to say today is only my first day. The Rock is no respecter of person. It is no respect of time. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And will evermore be the same Rock that promised to supply all that we are in need of. Praise be the name of the Rock.
Amen.
That same Rock today has water and honey and abundance of life, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Divine healing, powers of God to set a man free from sin. If you are chained by sin, the prophet is saying, this Rock we are talking about is able to set you free from sin. If you are not believing the word of God, before you leave service today, you can be removed from those chains. What is sin? It is unbelief. These other things, these are attributes of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
43, Bible, the
43.
The spoken word says,
spoken word, Trinity.
Remember the other time I told you about how we're supposed to court? So we court from the authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you just court from anyone, the errors, you are a failure even before your thesis goes for marking. Just imagine if you are doing your, whether it's your PhD, 4 or 5 years you spent, you just quoting from unrecognized people. So it's wasted 4 or 5 years.
Chimbofunga, iwe urikuita PhD, PhD permanent head damage. Washandisa makore 4 and 5.
I tell you. So, brother and sister, don't finish or spend your time in the wrong things. But you read what Malachi 4 says.
You
be an accomplished graduate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if somebody comes and say something, you can say, according to, you can say, according to Malachi 4,
according to Malachi 4,
60:06:1-2, paragraph 43,
subsection 60:04:03, paragraph 43,
if I could only speak to the Rock,
the
Rock talks himself, then say, I wish I was bigger than I am. The Rock speaks for himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the prophet says, how many believes that? The Rock is not damp. This Rock is a living Rock. Praise be the name of the Lord. A lively stones you are fitted up together with this Rock to make a shelter. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let me just speak, skip this. Close to paragraph 23, take the road and gather the people.
Chanda ba paragraph 23, maridzo itora tsvimbo unganidze vanhu.
Maybe just a paragraph before that.
Ngodzoka paragraph mushure.
Now notice,
zvinocherechedza
another thing they had done.
Chimwe chinhu chavanga vaita.
They left the people back there.
There are
no signs to live under the pillar of fire and cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder their water supply was cut off. That's what the matter with the church today. There's too much grumbling about things, complaining. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing on. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing
on.
It is the devil that brings in these complaints. The reason he brings in complaints, when you complain, in other ways, you are chasing away your faith. You are chasing away your confidence in God. And as such, you can't approach God because you won't have the confidence in Him. So you should cast out your complaints. You should be satisfied. And when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go speak to the rock that it will bring forth its waters. Now tonight, the only thing you have to do is to speak to the rock and it will bring forth his water. Now I want to speak to him about your condition, about your body, and how he will bring forth the healing waters of your life, flowing through to you freely, and you could be healed tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Paragraph 52. Show us the Father. If you are thirsty tonight, go to the rock. If you want honey, sweetness, go to the rock. If you want life, go to the rock. If you want to believe God was in His Son, go to the rock. He was in the rock. Speak to the rock, and it will bring forth its waters. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I like what the prophet says, talking about the Hebrew boys when they were in the fire. The reason that they put them in fire, they want to burn them. Get them out of oblivion, out of this earth. No trace or no sign. But the prophet says, Paragraph 53, notice, they found out that these boys, they wouldn't bow down. So they had the furnace, according to the king's commandments, 7 times hotter than it was ahead, and said, we'll burn that religion out of them. Listen to this one. You can't bend the Holy Ghost out of a man. Hallelujah. Why? It is fire itself. You can't bend it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, I like that. These Hebrew children believed God's word. They said God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But nevertheless, we are not bowing down to your image. Oh, if we could just get some Shadrachs in this building this morning. Remember, we said, if you find a name in the Bible, just put your name there. Said, I don't see no difference in you.
Go over
there and somebody prayed for you. I don't see no difference.
Even if you are sick, you
are prayed for. You think there is no difference that is saying.
Even if somebody
is saying the same to say there is no difference,
you can say,
the prophet say, you can say what you want
to. But I'm
not bowing down to your unbelief.
I'm
taking God at His word.
For God is
in His word.
Praise
be the name of the Lord.
The
opposition can say whatever they want.
The
devil can say whatever he wants.
But
you declare, I'm not bowing down to your
unbelief.
If you speak to the rock,
it's
like you are feeding that white dog.
And if you feed
that white dog,
it will
overcome. Hallelujah. The prophet tells of a story
where he saw
a man was hitting a wife, and he was saying it was almost like seeing like my father hitting my mother. But then he said, I kind of didn't like that. And then he said, I said, if you keep on hitting that woman, you will face me.
As soon as he
said that,
some
muscles started bulging or developing on him.
And then
the man realized, I can't face this one with these bulging
muscles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just reminding me our famous
quote,
where the children will come to say, Daddy, to the prophet, just flex your
muscles.
Hallelujah. We need to flex some muscles, my brother, my sister. Even sisters, you can also flex your
muscles.
How many sisters believe that? Hallelujah. And you know, sisters, as soon as you try to flex your muscles, to God your prayer reaches already. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't let the devil say, because you are a sinner, you cannot, your prayers cannot be
heard.
Hallelujah. If you speak to the rock,
you
approach to him.
You
tell him, Lord, I am sorry.
I did
this and that.
Don't
lie, tell the truth.
If you
stole, tell the truth, Lord, I stole.
If you are an
adulterer, tell the truth, I am an
adulterer.
Remember, he was wounded for your
transgression.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He carried that heavy cross because of your sins, because of my sins.
If you are
not in talking terms with the Lord, this is the time where you approach him and say, Lord, you died for me on the cross of
Calvary.
Think of Gethsemane, my brother, my
sister.
You cannot continue living your sinful life if you think of Gethsemane.
Run
with your life to the rock.
He
is the rock of ages.
The
rock of ages. Cleft for
me.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise be the holy
name.
There was a woman in the Bible
of
ill fame. Brother, it doesn't matter what type of sin you've committed. As long as you are prepared to come and confess your sins,
Azvina basa kuti waita chivi chemhando ipi kana wakangogadzirira kuenda kunoreurura chete.
He will come and hear you. He will come and change your situation.
Iye vanouya kuzonzwa, kuzokunzwa voshandura chimiro chako.
Especially if you are sick and tired of your sinful life.
Kunyanya-nyanya kana iwe waneta waremerwa neupenyu wako wechivi.
He will come and address that to you.
Vanouya vogoshanda nenyaya iyoyo.
Oh, brother and sister.
Hamanzvadzi.
Blessings, yes, you will get.
Maropafadzo hongu unomawa.
That's a bonus.
Iyoyo ibonus.
The reason why he came to die for you, for me, on the cross of Calvary, is that you don't continue living a sinful life.
Chikonzero vakauya kuzopa upenyu hwavo pa Calvary kuti urege kuenderera mberi uchirarama upenyu hwechivi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he is more happy, more prepared to deliver you from such kind of a life.
Ivo vanotofara vakagadzirira kudzikinura kubva kune upenyu hwakadaro.
The prophet says,
profita anoti pano,
In the message, redemption in completeness and joy.
Maridzo, redemption in completeness and
joy. Paragraph 208. The prophet says,
profita anoti,
there was a woman come out of Samaria one time.
Pane mudzimai akabva muSamaria imwe nguva.
She was discouraged.
Anga akaudzwa moyo.
She was sinful.
Anga ni chivi.
And a lot of things hanging on her life, perhaps. And she was discouraged.
Anga akaudzwa moyo.
She went to Jacob's well for relief.
Agaenda kutsime ra
Jacobo ambozorora. She go back to Jacob's well and go back.
Odzokera kutsimira Jacobo, odzokera kumba.
And one day she sits on the water pot down. And was standing there discouraged. And there stood the rock, standing by her. She spoke to that rock. He gave her a great gusher in her soul. She ran into the city. She never came to draw anymore. She had life. She had come see a man who have told me everything that I have done. Isn't this the Christ?
Hana kuzoramba achidzoka nekuti pane murume akati iye akaenda akati pane murume akanditi akandiudza zvese zvandakaita hasi here Kristu.
She spoke to the rock and the rock brought forth its water.
Akataura nedombo mvura dombo rikamunza mvura yacho.
There was a little woman
pane mumwe mudzimai zvikara
who had wasted all her money on doctors.
Anga aparadza mari yake kunana chiremba.
Quacks and who had taken all her money.
Vese vanga vatora mari yake yose.
But could not stop the blood issue.
Asi haana kugona kumisa nyaya yeropa inge ichimunetsa.
She had probably mortgaged her farm and maybe sold it.
Kuda anga atobatisa purazi rake kuchikwereti ndokuti atozoritengesa pano.
Maybe somebody also have got a similar situation to say, I've sold out, I've lost out all my inheritance.
Pamwe pane mumwe munhu ari pano ari kuti ndarasikirwa nepfuma yangu yose.
She was sitting knitting one day and she heard something coming down the road.
Anga agere yake achiruka rimwe zuva ndokunzwa chimwe chinhu chichiuya mugwagwa.
She spoke to the rock.
Akataura kudombo.
The rock turned around and said, who touched me?
Dombo rikatendeuka rikati ndiani andibata.
Oh, do you hear my brother?
Murikunzwa here.
This rock is not dumb.
Dombo iri kairi harisi chimumumu.
The rock can speak.
Dombo rinotaura.
You can touch the rock this morning.
Unogona kubata dombo mangwanani aya.
Oh, the rock can say, who touched me?
Dombo rinogona kutoti ndiani andibata.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Oh, hama yangu.
You don't have to touch him physically.
Haufani kutomubata panyama.
It depends on what sort of a touch you want. Your faith can touch him. Oh, remember in the Bible, there was that pool of Bethesda. Oh, a time the angel of the Lord will come and stir the water. And then the first one to jump in, our desire is granted. But when the rock was walking one of these days, I'm sure what happened. The faith of that world touched him. I want to believe some other people he was bypassing. He was going to that person who had touched him.
Aienda kune munhu uyu
anga mubata. And then he just told him. Hallelujah. And he was healed. What happened that day? The man touched him. So if the Lord is going to touch one person this morning here, say it's going to be me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says,
Paragraph 213.
The same rock that was in the wilderness is here today. It makes people rejoice. Praise be the name of the
Lord.
It has been declared
that
the same rock that was in the wilderness is here today. If you want to rejoice, this is the court. You approach and say to the rock, Malachi 4:2-3 says, it makes people rejoice. I want to rejoice. Praise be the name of the Lord. One time when the rock was going into Jerusalem, some people were rejoicing. They were screaming at the top of their voice. They were just saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to that rock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people were offended by other people rejoicing. Oh, don't you worry, my brother, my sister. If somebody is offended by your rejoicing, say, Hosanna the more. Hallelujah. The devil has to leave. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Especially if you see that the devil does not want you to say Hosanna, say it the more. You can twist your face at him. That's what we do. Especially to the devil, you have to do that.
216.
He said, if they hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. Why was it? The very rock that was hewed out of a mountain without hands was coming, rolling into Jerusalem. And the little rocks, these little rocks was drinking from it. Speak to the rock. It will bring forth its water. If you need salvation tonight, speak to the rock. It will bring forth its water. If you are a backslider, tonight speak to the rock. It will bring forth its water. If you are here tonight and without Christ, you have tried every church there is to find salvation, speak to the rock. It will bring forth its water. You believe it? If you are a backslider, gone away from God, you think there is no chance for you, just speak to the rock. It will bring forth its water. Praise be the name of the Lord. Doesn't Psalm says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust
in the covet of thy wings.
Chalimba muchengetedzo yemapapiro yenyu zvitarashirirwe. Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zvitarashirirumbidzwe.
Oh, the devil is a liar.
Satan anoreva nhema.
When you speak to the scrog,
paunotaura kudombo,
oh, whatever you are in need of, it will happen.
Chaunotoda chinoitika.
One time the prophet was told, speak to the storm. Speak to the storm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it sounds as if it is not possible. Unbelievable. How can a human being speak to the storm? Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The story, you know it.
They've
gone hunting. And the radio stations, they were just broadcasting to say, a storm is coming. Maybe some people you might not understand when we talk about the storm. In our countries here, what we call storm, I think it does not qualify in the definition of a storm. These small whirlwinds that we see are so by far different from a storm. When these hurricanes, these storms come, they can even uplift houses, even cars, they can be moved out.
So
that's something that's not small. So they were telling people to say, come out because a storm is coming. And the prophet, because he was an American, he knew about that. And they started going down, taking heed of what was being said. Just imagine in here, if we are told there is fire, I can tell you, you might just find yourself outside. How you got outside, you might not even know. So the prophet, he was also going out of the storm. And then the voice told him, speak to the storm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are running away with your life.
Wako,
and the voice is telling you.
Is biro taurira,
so say, don't go, but remain there.
Usayenda, ramba uripo.
Oh, I like this rock.
Dombo
this rock of ages.
Kare kare,
which is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Zuro, nasi no
I do not care what storm you have in your life.
Une,
the
wako,
same rock that spoke to the prophet to say, speak to the storm, is Dombo saying today, speak to your storm.
Dombo rime chete rakaudza muprofita kuti taura kudutu rako, riri kuti kwauri, taurawo kudutu rako iwe.
Look away to Jesus, paragraph 119.
Look away to Jesus, paragraph 119.
And while I was sitting there, and that wind twisting and blowing, the treetops leaning way over, and the sleet and snow flying like that, a voice said, I am the God of creation. I looked up and thought, where was that? That was the wind, maybe. He said, I created the heavens and the earth. I stilled the mighty winds upon the seas. I jumped up and took off my hat. And he said, the rock speaks, my brother. Just speak to the storm. And it will cease. Whatever you say, that will happen. Whatever you say, that will happen. And I said, storm, you cease. And sun, you shine normally for 4 days, till we are out of here. Christ be the name of the Lord. Oh, I like this rock and his prophet. Talking to one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know more than said it until the slit, snow and everything stopped. In a moment or two, the hot sun was shining on my back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. I seen the winds blowing like this. Come back to the north, coming down. I meant from the east, coming from the east. It was coming from the west. The winds changed and came back this way. And the cloud, like a mystic thing, lifting up into the air, and the sun was shining in a few minutes. That's what happens when you speak to the rock. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message,
adoption part 4.
Go back to paragraph 80.
Paragraph 80.
Go right back to Genesis. To the original, what is it? Now the world and nature is groaning, crying, everything moving. For the manifestation of the sons of God. When the true sons, born sons, filled sons speak, and their word is begged. I believe we are on the border of it right now. Say to this mountain, let it be so. Brother, I desire so and so. A certain thing done, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I give it to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the manifestation. Oh, my brother, my crops are burning up out yonder. I haven't had any rain. I will send you rain in the name of the Lord. There she will come. It is true, my brother. Yes, you can visit a brother. You can visit a sister who is in need of something. This is third pool ministry. You can give that brother or that sister the desire of his heart or her heart. In the same manner, the prophet says, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. We need to strive, my brother, on a daily basis so that we have an experience with this rock. Not to say I had an experience yesterday or the day before, and then you say it is enough. We should have daily experiences. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In case some may not believe this, let's read it from what the prophet says. I'm the resurrection and the life.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Paragraph 28.
Paragraph
28. He says, and that's what the matter with a lot of our Pentecostal experiences. We are relying on something that happened way back yonder. And it gets wiggle tails in it. It gets stale. What about today? Today is the time, all right? Now I notice, wonderful, it tastes like honey on the rock. How sweet it was.
That's when something about the honey, that's what God likes. David, being a shepherd, and the shepherd used to carry a script bag in his side. And the script bag, he would put honey. And then when their sheep would get sick, just listen close to this. They would take some honey and rub it on a rock. And the sick sheep would go over, go to the licking of the rock, and while licking the honey off, he got the limestone off the rock. And the limestone healed the sick sheep. What a beautiful type today. Listen, friends. I got a whole script bag full of honey here. And I'm going to put it on the rock, Jesus Christ. And you sick sheep, start licking now. And you are sure to get well. Just as certain as anything. Lick from Calvary. Not from some man's hands or some superstition, but from off Calvary. Not from the Baptist church. Not from Methodist Church, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, but from Calvary, the Rock of Ages, lick it off from that, and they got well. And if there was ever any time that sheep, sick sheep, ought to go to the licking, it is today. And don't worry how it is going to happen. Your duty is just to lick. The shepherd had put honey on the rock. It's up to the sheep to lick. After licking, it's up to God to bring that healing. If you speak to the rock, you have done your part. It is up to that rock to speak into existence that which you have spoken of. The prophet says, a vision came. And he looked around and said, thus says the Lord. We're reading from Make the Valley Full of Ditches.
Make the Valley Full of Ditches.
I just want you to listen close to this. And as we say it, try to personalize it. Thus says the Lord. Get out there and go to digging ditches. For you are not going to hear of any wind or see any rain. Remember, we're saying, don't worry on how it's going to happen. Do your part. The Lord will do his part. So after digging, don't worry even if you're not going to hear the wind or any rain. But thus says the Lord God, the ditches is going to be filled up with water. Brother, I'm telling you, they went on digging right out there in the desert. How is it going to come? They ain't going to be no rain. That's God's business to take care of that. It is your business to dig ditches. Or it is your right, it is your business to speak to the rock. They went on to digging. Some of them said, well, I've got to the digger. The deeper you go to dig, the more water you are going to have. That's the same thing tonight. Get to digging some ditches so that the Holy Ghost
can travel through it.
Unochera migero kuti mweya mutende ugopinda
nemamwe. That water from the rock that was in the desert out there, that was been smitten in the days of Moses, it was still there. Is still here tonight. That same rock that the children of Israel drank from, he was that rock. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. A perishing people from the smitten rock lived. Did you hear that? A perishing people. Hallelujah. They were saved by that smitten rock. Look and live, my brother. You know, God sometimes he puts things that are so unimaginable by the human mind. Just imagine just putting a brass and serpent. You just look at it and say, you live. Even if you look at, ask the scientists, it's not possible. There is no chemical reaction that will have taken place to say, you are just looking at that brass and serpent. How that venom is going to vanish. But your duty is not to try to think how it's going to happen. Your duty is just to look. If you look, my brother, God will do his business of ensuring healing comes to you. The trouble of it is, you go to digging, the first thing you know, you stick your shovel down, say pay 10% or no, can't do that, you don't get much water, the next you got, if you just keep on digging, brother, and keep on digging, and dig them old doubts out, them old dish pans, and rocks and stones and things like that, dig deep enough to throw it all out, and get enough water flowing through, so that you can get a good, decent drink once in a while.
Praise
be the name of the Lord. Amen. We spoke of Hannah. How she could not get help when she tried using her human effort. But only when she spoke to the rock, that's when her situation changed. Would I like the way how she was speaking to the rock. The way Hannah was talking to the rock. You can tell this person knows the rock. By the manner of speech. Or it tells. I used to wonder why the disciples were, or even the, okay, what happens, people, the word Christian, it was a derogatory name because they were associated with Christ. Now, you could tell this is a Christian by the manner of speech. No wonder why Peter, when he denied the Lord Jesus Christ thrice, they could tell by the way he was speaking. to say, this man was with Christ.
Zviro kwazvo vakati
uyu anga na Your manner of speech can betray you.
Kanogona kutengesa.
Your manner of speech can tell this person knows how to speak to the rock.
Kataurira kako unogona kutiona kuti munhu anoziya kataurira kanoitwa nedombo.
Chapter 2 of 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel chapter
2. Listen to the words of a sister who knew the rock.
Mashoko ehanzvadzi yaiziva dombo.
And Hannah prayed and said,
Hannah akanyengetera akati,
My heart rejoices in the Lord.
Mwoyo wangu unofarira Jehovah.
Mine horn is exalted in the Lord.
Runyangaro rwangu rwakakwiridzirwa muna Jehovah.
My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies.
Muromo wangu wakashamira vavengi vangu.
Because I rejoice in thy salvation.
Nekuti ndinofarira ruponeso rwenyu.
There is none holy as the Lord.
Hakuna mutsvene kunga Jehovah.
For there is none beside thee.
Nekuti hakuna umwe kunze kwenyu.
Neither is there any rock like unto our Lord.
Hakuna dombo rakafanana naMwari wedu.
Talk no more of exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for the Lord your God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bars of the mighty men are broken. They are stumbled and are girded with strength. Listen to verse 6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. This is somebody who knows her rock. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich.
Ishe ndiye anopa urombo ndiye anopa upfumi.
He bringeth low and lifted up.
Ndiye anodzikishira ndiye anokwidziridza.
He raiseth up the poor out of the dust.
Ndiye anobvisa varombo kubva muguruva.
He lifted up the beggar from the dunghill.
Anosimudza vapemi kubva
mudove. To set them among princes.
Kuti avaishe pakati pemachinda.
And to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And he has set the world upon them. Praise be the name of the Lord. This is one who knows how to speak to the rock. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I even remember the disciples when they were in that ship, that boat, that night, they were about to perish until when they realized that they had the rock with them. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says in this message again, speak to the rock.
Speak to the rock. Paragraph 39.
The disciples one night in a storm.
Vadzidzi umwe usiku vanga vari mudutu.
Twice as horrible as this.
Vanga rakashata zvakapetuka
rudzi. Was on the raging sea.
Vanga vari mugungwa raivava.
And all hopes was gone.
Tariro yese yanga enda.
They thought they'd gone.
Vanga vafunga kuti vatopara.
But they happened to remember
asi vakazorangarira
that they had the rock on board.
Kuti
hallelujah.
Dombo muchikepe.
They spoke to the rock.
Vakataura kudombo.
And the rock gave forth its eternal life waters.
Dombo rikapa upenyu hwaro.
He spoke to the winds.
Akataura kumhepo.
And to the waves.
Nekumafungu.
And they obeyed him.
Akamutevera.
They just had to speak to the rock.
Aifana ngotaura kudombo.
The rock just said, peace, be still.
Dombo rakangoti ngapave nerunyararo.
Oh my brother, if nature could hear the voice of the rock.
Kana zvisikwa zvichikwanisa kunzwa izwi redombo iri.
Oh my brother, my sister.
Amai
it is also possible
zvinokwanisika
that your request this morning,
kuti chikumbiro chako,
if you bring it before the rock,
ukachiunza pamberi
pedombo, he will hear the same request.
Anozonzwa chikumbiro chimwe
chete. He will give it to you.
Anokupa chikumbiro
chako. Because he is the same yesterday,
nekuti,
today and forever.
Ndiye mumwe chete zuro nhasi
nechingapera. All the prophet says in the same message,
profita anoti mari zvimwe chete.
If you need joy,
kana uchida mufaro,
speak to the rock.
Taura kudombo.
Again, he said, if you need salvation,
kana uchida ruponeso,
speak to the rock.
Taura kudombo.
Oh, brother and sister, there could be somebody. That's why the prophet is repeating the issue of salvation. Salvation is within the rock. If you need salvation, my brother, the rock has salvation. That's why he died for you on the cross of Calvary. That you could be saved. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Even if you need divine healing,
speak
to the same rock. If you need the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. Oh, it's the Holy Ghost. Is that, enforcer, remember? The Holy Ghost is the enforcer. If you lost anything, all we are saying today, receive the Holy Ghost, who will enforce to give back, restore
Zorera,
what you took away from me. Remember, the devil
rangarira kuti Satan
is a bluff.
Satan,
he is a liar,
anonyepa,
an extortioner.
Amuna anongo bira
vanhu, he stole from you.
Akakubira.
But the Holy Ghost,
asima ya mchene,
is the enforcer.
Ndiye mumalikidziri.
He will speak
anotaura
to say, restore.
Obati zorera.
I remember that king
norangarira mambo uya,
who has stolen or taken Abraham's wife.
Angatora mudzimai wa Abraham.
The Holy Ghost came in a dream and said, you are a king, I know. You think you are powerful, but I'm telling you, restore the man his wife. If you don't do it, you are a dead man. The rock speaks, my brother. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you just speak to the rock, anything you have need of, speak to that rock. The rock is the same today as he was. He still got eternal life. Eternal life, Zoe. The life of God living in you. If you receive the Holy Ghost, receiving the eternal life, as you walk, know, my brother, you are moving, enveloping God. So in that case, there is no situation, my brother. There is no amount of devils that can challenge you because you have God in the inside of you. The rock is just the same today as he was ever. He still got eternal peace. He still got joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you don't have joy today, you can go as you are speaking to the rock. You can say, Lord, I'm holding on to this cord. You say it in the speak to the rock.
Makati, speak to this rock.
I should have got joy unspeakable even today. He still got divine healing. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only thing that people need to do is to speak to the rock. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That rock is powerful.
Simba.
I have not known or heard of a situation where the rock failed to tame. Even them, the legion, who even you put chains on him, he will break those fetters. But when he came face to face with the rock, Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no situation, my brother, that can stand before the rock. Praise be the name of the rock. I even remember
Hezekiah.
Speaking of the rock, I have a soft spot for Hezekiah, my brother. He knows where to put the rock. After saying that, oh Lord, thou dwellest between the cherubims. You reign from heaven above. You are the one that created the heavens and the earth. After doing all those good things, then he slides in his prayer request. I tell you, brother and sister, God will never deny such an one. That rock will answer you there and there. Remember when thus says the Lord had been declared on
Hezekiah,
and then he went to speak into the rock. Before the prophet had gone from the court, he was told to go back to say, no, he has spoken to the rock. And the rock is speaking. Give him more. 15 years. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Even if you have been given a few days to live, a few months to live, a few years to live, speak to the rock. What is the rock? It is that rock who says, be still and know that I am God. The same God says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. It is not your perfection. That perfection comes from that very rock. It is the rock of ages. You can say, cleft for me, my brother. Oh, that rock is the shepherd. You can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why don't we read Psalms
23?
Oh, this is our rock. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. The rock is your comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the rock is your shepherd. Oh, the rock says, why cry, speak? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same rock, when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, my Bible tells me, the rock looked through the pillar of fire and the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until the Egyptians say, let us flee from this. For the rock fights their battle. He fights your battles, my brother. This rock is a precious hiding place. Do you have situations, my brother? Go to that rock. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Brother, my sister, this is time where we have to approach the rock. And we speak that which we want to the rock. There is no situation where the rock says, I cannot handle. There is no river. There is no mountain where the rock says, I cannot handle. Brother and sister, if that door or that rock closes a door, don't cry, my brother. You should feel free to start praising him. Even if you are fired at work, say, praise be the name of the Lord. Because he has closed the door, know for sure he is going to open another door. Something good is in store for you. Hallelujah, my brother. Don't fear, because he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians, which you see, you shall see them again no more. The Lord will do battle for you. Only be still. Speak to the rock. Your duty is to speak, my brother. How is going to happen? That's not your business. Your business is to speak. If your wayward child is not here, speak to the rock. If your husband is not here, speak to the rock. If your husband is troubling you at home, your wife nagging you, speak to the rock. He will change issues. Situations will be changed, because he is the rock of ages. He hears, he is not dumb. Why don't you speak to this God that hears? As we raise to our feet, we want to speak to this rock, the rock of ages. With the rock of ages, you can challenge any spirit. If you are not living right, say today, I am speaking to the rock. I have been in the message 5-10 years, but I have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Speak to the rock. He will give you overcoming power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The devil is a liar, my brother. He is a bluff. That's what my prophet told me. He is a scarecrow. We will not fear him, because we can speak to the rock. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You have a place to hide, my brother. There is no need for you to have that sickness. You can just go in and hide in that rock.